Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the perfect timing for this story right here, considering that Powerball and Mega Millions is not just wealth, it's generational wealth if you win. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you're setting yourself up and your kids and your kids' kids and your kids' kids' kids, and unless there's an absolute buffoon somewhere in that family, you're good. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Anderson, everyone knows him. He's done a bunch of stuff. He's Blackish. Obviously, the thing he's on right now that everyone knows him from.
He's Blackish.
Yeah, like he's black,
he's
but not
black,
like completely.
Right.
He's Blackish.
And stars
Blackish.
In Blackish.
Yeah. But he said that he's basically already cut off two of his children from his bank account for different reasons. One, his son was in school and he wanted to instead go the acting route to make his money, so he kind of quit school for that reason. And Anthony was like, fine, you know what, if you're making your own money, then I'm not going to help you out. Another one is his daughter, who's in grad school, and she just decided that grad school wasn't for her anymore, and he was like, all right, well then you need to figure out what you're going to do with your life, because I'm not going to help you out with that one.
So I'm curious, is it like cut out, or is it rich people cut out? Because there's a difference.
I think it's rich people cut out. And that's the thing. A lot of people think that growing up poor is tough. No, it's easier when you grow up poor because you can't really be cut out. Your parents don't have anything to cut you on. You know what I'm saying? Like my mother didn't. She got her GED. She quit at high school before she graduated. She got her GED when I was very young. My father dropped out of school in the third grade. Mm. I didn't have the option to be cut on. So, and here's the thing, too. I'll admit this. If for some reason my parents were rich and I got whatever I wanted, I wouldn't be here right now. You know where I'd be?
I'm afraid to know.
Jail.
No, I'd be dead.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Me, when I was a teenager, as impulsive and as stupid as I was, if I could have everything I asked for, man, you pick the way I'm going to die. I'm either going to die in a car accident in my fancy car. Most likely, you're going to find me somewhere with a lot of questionable women and a lot of questionable substances in my system and a big smile on my face, naked. That's how I would have died. Because I know I wouldn't be able to handle it.
And you obviously learn to appreciate things more when you have to earn them, rather than having
absolutely
things just handed to you.
If this girl was poor, Anthony Anderson, if she was poor and she was in grad school and she was having a tough time and didn't want to go through with it, which I'm sure everybody goes through, I'm sure she'd be like, damn, I got to finish this because I don't have a plan B. But she was probably like, I don't like grad school. I'll just figure out what I want to do with my life. I know dad's going to take care of me.
Right, because she knows she has a cushion.
So as a parent, how hard would that be for you to do?
For me?
Because I know there's a reason I don't have kids, because I wouldn't be able to say no. But go ahead. Because I can't say no to ones that aren't mine.
It's very hard. I would help my kids out and as much as I can, but I wouldn't just like be feeding them money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that's a smart thing to do. You basically, the way it is when you're a parent, you basically, and this is for every parent, you just want your kids, I mean, you know, you fantasize about like setting them up and having everything be perfect for them. But in reality, you're like, okay, my parents, you know, they were at like on a scale of 1 to 10, they grew up at like a 3. So they want me to grow up at a 4 or a 5. I grew up at a 5. Okay, so that means I want my kids to be at a 6 or a 7. You know, that's how you just want them to be a little bit better off than you were.
Well, how are you? Romero, you have children. How are you? Is your parenting style right now as far as providing for them? Like, is it something where you're giving them an allowance every week? Or is it something where if they just come to you and say, Dad, I need this, you give it to them? Or is there certain things you make them do to earn things? How do you do it?
Yeah, I pretty much give them everything they want now.
Well,
but I mean,
there
I'm planning. Hey, listen, I'm not a role model for a parent, but I mean, when they...
And just asking,
when they get older. And I try and talk to them about working hard for everything. But when I say I give them everything they want, don't get it twisted. I'm not like, it's not like, oh, you want a Mercedes? Here you go. I'm talking about like low level.
Right.
Everything they want within my budget.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they're definitely not getting everything they want.
How about this? Has there, and Pebbles, this goes for you too. Now, have you guys ever said no to the kids in your life for anything?
Nope. See, nope. Let me tell you something. My niece lives with me now. She's 18. She definitely benefits from my laziness because there are times when I don't want to do something. Like if I don't want to go to the car, I'm like, Simone, I'll cash app you $20 if you go get something.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.